A lot of people say they don't read the Bible because they don't understand it. And as a Christian, I feel like it's my duty to explain it to you. Welcome to the Ghetto Bible Tales. I'm your host, Jerrica. And here at the Ghetto Bible Tales, we retell Bible stories and discuss biblical themes in a comical yet understandable way. We're going to laugh, but we're going to learn too. So strap on your seatbelt, pop yourself some popcorn, and let's do this. What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Jerrica, and I am back with yet another Ghetto Bob Tale. And today we are going to discuss that time that man and his wife got killed for lying. So get ready for this one. All right, y'all. So this video was requested by Just Latasha Denise on Instagram. Thank you for requesting this video. If you want to see me tell your favorite Bible story, please leave a comment on this video, or leave a comment on one of my Instagram posts or YouTube community tab post or Facebook post or whatever. Leave a comment somewhere and I will see it. I will try to tell your favorite Bible story. So go request. If you're a frequent watcher of this channel, you already know what I'm about to say. Before we can get into this story, we must first discuss the rules of context. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the rules of context. I have a video dedicated to giving you more information about the rules of context. I will leave a link to that video in the description box below. However, we are going to run through them real fast, okay? Rule number one, language. The Bible wasn't originally written in English, people. It was originally written in ancient Hebrew and ancient Greek. Keep that in consideration when you're reading this Bible and trying to understand things. Rule number two goes hand in hand with rule number one, and that is history and culture. The history and culture of the Bible is of ancient Israel. Do not apply your modern day American culture or European culture or whatever type of culture. Don't compare modern day culture to the Bible. It will not work. It will confuse you. It will confuse people you try to explain. Don't do it. Okay. Rule number three is reading the Bible as a whole. There are so many instances where people take bits and pieces of the Bible and cut them up and then expand them on this grand scale, trying to make it support their negative agenda. And that's not how it works. One scripture is a part of a chapter, which is a part of an entire book, which is in part of a part of an entire body of work of other books. So you have to read, in order to read the Bible in context, you have to read everything, not just one verse. So please don't cut up the Bible in bits, pieces, and stuff. The final rule of context is, ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Spirit. In order to completely understand the Bible, you must ask God to bestow His Holy Spirit upon you so that it may become a teacher for you, because the Holy Spirit is the best teacher. Now that you have gained an understanding of the rules of context, we can move on in our story. The story of Ananias and Sapphira takes place in the book of Acts, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. So it's a real quick read, okay? At this point in time in the Bible, Jesus has ascended to heaven. So he has already died on the cross. He is, and he showed them that he was living, and he ascended in front of the disciples. So he gone back to heaven. And, now the apostles are preaching in his name. They're going around preaching in his name. So prior to this chapter, this is why you have to read in context. Prior to chapter 5 of Acts, in chapter 4 of Acts, we find that a lot of people are financially supporting the apostles and their ministry. They are, in a sense, tithing with the way that they were giving to the apostles. Specifically, there was a man by the name of Barnabas. His name is at the bottom of the screen. If I'm pronouncing that wrong, I'm sorry. But Barnabas. Barnabas is the man in a chapter previous to this. He sold all his land and a whole bunch of other things, and he gave it all to the disciples. He donated it, the proceeds. He donated the proceeds to the ministry. And because of this humongous donation and this humongous show of faith, he received, you know, a great amount of respect from the entire community of followers that follow Jesus Christ. And if there is one thing that human beings love more than money, it is validation or approval from others. Now, I'm not saying Barnabas was that person. He's not. But our boy Ananias is. Okay, so at this point, I said all that to say this. This is why it's important to read your entire Bible. We find out in context that Barnabas was a person who gave it all through faith. He gave all his belongings. He took up his bed and followed Christ. You know what I mean? He sold all his land. He sold all his possessions. And he gave it to the ministry. He gave the proceeds to the ministry. So he literally gave it all to God. Through faith. Literally. So, like I said, and apparently Barnabas was a very rich man. According to scripture, he was a well-off man. So, obviously, people already knew who he was because of the fact that he had money. So the fact that this person with so much money gave it all away, that is huge. And he received, you know, a huge amount of respect and love from the people just for that. So in comes Ananias and his wife, Sapphira. I could be pronouncing their names wrong. Their names are at the bottom of the screen. I apologize if I am, but I grew up with people calling them Ananias and Sapphira. So Ananias and Sapphira, is their name. Ananias clearly heard about the respect that Barnabas gained from doing what he did. So Ananias decided that he wanted to do the same thing. So what he does is he sells a portion of his land and he keeps part of the proceeds. The Bible makes mention in parentheses that his wife knew, so it wasn't a secret. They was in this together, and he kept back some of it, and he brought the rest of it to the apostles. When Ananias did this, he wanted it to look like he sold all his land and that he was giving all the proceeds to the disciples. That's what he wanted it to look like, because as you may have noticed, that's what Barnabas did. But Barnabas actually sold everything and actually gave them all the money. And Ananias here wanted to look like he gave all the money. So he sold the land, but he kept part of it and he gave a piece of it to the apostles. But when he gave it to them, he gave it with them making this. When he gave it to them, he made it seem like that was the entirety of what he made from selling the land, which was a lie. That was just a little bit, probably 5%, 10%. It wasn't what he said it was. He was lying. Like I said, he was essentially giving it all to God, but not really. He just wanted it to look like he was giving it all to God. Anyway, he was doing this for a show. He wanted everybody, everybody knew he sold his land, right? So when he came with his money, everybody was like, oh, he giving all the money to the ministry. But he wasn't. He had put the rest of it in his savings account, and he came and gave, you know, probably a couple thousand to Peter and them. So anyway, he goes to the disciples at this time. They obviously are in the building because his wife is outside. She didn't come in with him. So he goes and he lays down at Peter's feet. You know how I guess it's a cultural thing when they bow and all that stuff. It's not that Peter is like this king or nothing like that. It's just, I think that's just a cultural thing. So they lie at each other's feet. I think that's a sign of respect in their culture. You wouldn't do that in America because you'd be got kicked in the face because Americans, we ain't nice people. But that's not a sign of respect in America. That's not our culture. No. Slavery got us. No, we ain't bound to nobody. Nobody but Jesus. Anyway, so soon as Ananias goes and, you know, he lays at Peter's feet with the money, Peter instantly, obviously God and gave Peter, you know, discernment about this situation. Because when Ananias laid his feet, Peter was like,
"Why you lying?
What you talking about? What you talking about? This is all the money from, you know, the from when I sold my land, you know what I'm saying? This all the money. I wanted to give it to God, you know what I'm saying? Because I love the Lord, Peter. I love him. I love him so much that I sold all my land just to bring all this money up here. Yes, God. Mm-hmm. Ain't sell for nothing but like, you know, $2,500. That's all I can make off of it. But I brought all of it here to the Lord. I sure did. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm, yeah. Because I love the Lord and I give my all to the Lord.
Ooh. So Ananias wanted to present himself as, like I said, a person who gave it all to God. Just like your boy Barnabas in chapter 4 of Acts. Except the difference between Barnabas and Ananias is Barnabas actually gave it all to God through faith. Ananias here wanted validation. He wanted to look like the guy that gave it all. He wanted to look good. He wanted respect from people. He wanted their approval. And so he decided, I'm going to sell a piece of land and come bring some money to the church and everybody going to love me. No, you got life messed up, homie. That ain't how it works. So his sin was ultimately, I would say, greed and pride. Greed in the fact that you sold that land and kept 90%. No, I'm going to rephrase that because the Bible don't say how much he kept. I'm just assuming he kept most of it. So you sold the land, kept most of the proceeds. That's greedy. Second is pride, because you thought that you could fool God by coming down there and bringing only a piece of it and then saying that that was all of it. After Ananias lied like that, Peter straight up asked him, he was like, why? What's the point of this? Like, why are you lying? Like, because Peter was like, nobody told you that you had to go sell your land and come give the church money. Nobody told you that. I want to make that very, very clear right now that the apostles never pressured anyone into donating money to them. When people gave to them, they gave because they wanted to genuinely support the ministry. The apostles weren't going around begging for money. They weren't going around holding out an offering tray, asking for money. They were not. Their ministry was taking off. People saw what they were doing. They were healing people. They were preaching. They were doing miracles. And people wanted to financially support them. They were not asking for money. They didn't ask Barnabas to sell his land and give them money. Barnabas did that on his own. Barnabas sold his all and gave it to them genuinely. Ananias was not asked by the apostles to donate to the ministry. He just wanted to because he wanted validation. He wanted the respect that he saw that Barnabas got. And Peter straight up asked him, you know, the land was yours. The money was yours. What was the point in you coming down here and lying to us, not lying to us? Because Peter made sure to say, you ain't lying to us about this money. You lying to God about this money. And all of this stuff was already yours. What was the point in you bringing it down here to lie to God about it? Nobody asked you to bring it, homie. Ain't nobody tell you to bring your money down here. Nobody told Ananias to sell his land. Nobody. He did that on his own. And then went down there and lied and said, I'm giving it all to God. But you actually had put all of it back in your savings and only brought a piece of it. So listen, So I'm sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself, but after this, after Peter asked him why you did all this, and Ananias can come up with a good enough answer, he took his last breath and dropped dead. Yeah. He died. What Peter was mainly trying to say was, like, y'all, Ananias didn't have to die. And I'm gonna tell you why. If Ananias had came and he would have been, it could have been like, I sold my land. Here's 10% of the proceedings from my land. I want to donate it to your ministry. If he had came like that, all of this would have been fine. He would still be alive and kicking. But he went there and lied. He went there under the false pretense that he sold his land and brought them all the proceedings from the land. Now, most people might think this is like an extreme punishment from God. I don't know. I don't feel like it is. Like, you shouldn't have went up there lying. A lot of people should drop dead today from the lies that they tell when they go up in church, honestly. But this right here was an example. Like, this was the early church. This is early ministry. They building what will eventually become modern day Christians. So, early on in the ministry, God was like, I got to show up and show out. Like, he didn't want people to fall into this acting the way Ananias was acting. He wanted people to see that. Don't be lying about what you giving to the church. Don't do this for show. And instantly, you know, Ananias died. And that was God saying, that was God, you know, basically showing you ain't supposed to be doing that, bro. Like, this, he made, sometimes God will make an example out of a person. And he made an example out of Ananias here. 3 hours later, after Ananias dropped dead, his wife comes in to the sanctuary, temple, wherever they at. She comes to the building. She did not know about her husband's death, so she is still assuming that, I mean, he in the back eating lunch. I don't know. But she makes her way in, and Peter asks her, you know, about the price of the land, and she repeats the same lie as her husband. And Peter asks her, how can you and your husband test the spirit like this? And she fell dead. She took her last breath and died. So I just want to talk about, before I get like my real final thoughts on this story, I want to talk about Ananias and Sapphira as a married couple. They came into this situation as one. I'll give them that. Sapphira could have easily avoided death if she had corrected her husband at home before they came out here. Married people, it is y'all job to hold each other accountable. Husband and wife, y'all supposed to hold each other accountable. How do y'all think we got the way we got now? Because Adam refused to hold Eve accountable. And boom, we had a fall of mankind. Now, it's not just the man's job to hold his spouse accountable. No, it's a job of both of y'all. In this situation here, Sapphira should have told her husband, baby, we can't go down that line. Let's just tell him that we sold our land and we only gonna give the church 5%, 10%, whatever. We ain't got to go down that line, honey. She could have corrected her husband then, y'all. If she had corrected that man before they left the house, Sapphira wouldn't have died. But because she was on one accord with her husband in error. Listen, ladies. Listen, men. You do not have to follow your spouse in their wrongdoing. You do not. You do not. If it is against God, you do not follow them. Because the way it works, it is God, man, wife. Listen here, wife. If man is going against God, to hell with him. Okay, sis, you do not have to follow that man. You do what God tell you to do because God is the head. See, this is where y'all getting mixed up. The man is the head of the household. God is the head of the household. And if man ain't following God, sis, you don't have to follow man. That's just how it is, okay? So, sis, if man done stepped out the will of God, don't you step out the will of God with him. He by himself. I'm sorry, sir. I'm not abandoning God for you. I'm sorry, I'm not. Like, I'm not Saphira. I'm not about to drop dead behind my husband and his life. Ride or die my foot. I ride or die for Jesus. I ain't ride or dying. I'm not riding or dying for a man. Ananias stepped out the will of God. She stepped out of that. Saphira stepped right on out of that wedding. When all she had to do was correct him when they was at the house. Nah. Spouses, when you correcting each other, you do that in the privacy of your home. Don't do that in front of everybody, because it ain't nobody business what y'all talk about. Okay? But this is the same situation that happened with Adam and Eve. When Eve approached Adam with that fruit, talking about some we can be like God, and it's good to eat, and Adam knew better, instead of Adam saying, wife, you can't have that, he decided to take a piece of it too. He didn't call her out. He didn't correct her. And boom, we had a fall of mankind. But Adam and Eve, ooh. I done a video on them a long time ago, which I feel like it ain't even accurate no more. Since I've grown in spirit, like, I have to reteach Adam and Eve. But that's another video for another day. Adam and Eve's, ooh, that's another. The book of Genesis is another video for another day. I promise y'all, it is. There's a lot in that book. But anyway, spouses, husband, wives, correct each other in Christ, okay? Remember, it's not that he is over you or that she is over you. God is the head of your household. If your spouse steps out the will of God, it is your job to correct them, to get them back. Do not follow them into depravity, okay? Don't do it. Don't do it, because you're going to have to answer for it. Saphira answered for it. She took her last breath, dropped dead. Boom, we had two people die. They died for nothing. For a lie. For pride and greed. These two people died for something so stupid. When all they had to do was come in there and say, we sold our land, and here goes a piece. Here's a piece of the proceeds from the land that we sold. We would like to donate it to the ministry. Boom. But now you want to come in that line. So I'm like, oh, we sold our land. We sold all we had for the Lord. We sold it all. Here is all the money. Lie. Drop dead. Listen, y'all don't know what God's... God making you don't know when God gonna make an example out of somebody, and he just might choose you. Okay? So that is why you don't step out the will of God. You just do what God tell you to do. I saw it online. Somebody asked, since Ananias and Saphira dropped dead like that, does that mean that they going to hell? No, that's not what that means. Because think about it. Remember when Moses struck the rock and God told him to speak to it, and God said, you ain't gonna make it to the promised land, you ain't gonna see it. Moses stepped out of the will of God then. You know, he eventually died or whatever. Him, Aaron, and Miriam, none of them was able to see the land that God promised them because of them stepping out of the will of God, them doing things against God that God didn't approve of, and God made an example out of them, and they died. That didn't mean they went to hell. As a matter of fact, we know for a fact Moses didn't go to hell, because Moses was there with Jesus when Jesus was in his God body, and the apostles saw it. Moses and Elijah were the two people that they saw up there with him. So we know Moses didn't go to hell. We know Moses alive. As a matter of fact, fun fact, the devil and the demons tried to steal Moses' body, and Michael, the archangel, had to go get it. So, Moses didn't go to hell. So do I think Ananias and Saphira could have went to hell for this? Nah. Just because God issued a judgment right away, right then, does not mean that they were doomed to hell. It just means you was done on this side. Because we don't know the type of person Ananias was before this. Ananias probably was a good person, and he just had a weak moment right there. Because we all have our weak moments. I have weak moments all the time. And does that mean I'm going to hell? No. And I feel like it's the same way here. Like, there are a multitude of biblical saints that breathe their last breath in the midst of sinning. What's his name? What was that king? I want to say it was Hezekiah. The other one, Josiah too. But these were good men, but I mean, they breathed their last in the midst of sinning. Does that mean that they didn't make it into heaven? No, that ain't what I mean. We human, bro. That ain't what I mean. God don't judge you based off of the last thing you did. Life isn't defined by one sinful moment. Like humans do that to you. People will hold it over your head, the bad that you've done for the rest of your life. You could honestly do more good than bad. And if you do one thing bad, people will hold that over your head to the day you die. But God ain't like that. God don't do that. He don't treat us as our sins deserve. But that, ladies and gentlemen, is the story of Ananias and Sapphira. You do not have to take my word for it. You can go read it for yourself in the book of Acts, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. I would like to thank Just Latasha Denise for requesting this video. If you want to request your own video, make sure you go to my Instagram, or you can comment on this video, or wherever, any of my social media pages, leave a comment, and I will try to get to it. So, thank you, Just Latasha Denise, for this, because I forgot all about this story, girl. So, thank you for this. I really enjoy reading this. But anyway, thank y'all for watching this video. Please like, comment, and subscribe. Share this video with your friends on Instagram, on YouTube, Facebook, because I'm on everything. Share this video. And thank y'all for watching. Until next time. Peace out, people. All Ghetto Bible Tell episodes are posted on YouTube simultaneously in video format. Thanks for tuning in. You can follow the show on all social media at Ghetto Bible Tales. Head on over to GhettoBibleTales.com and you can sign up for the mailing list so that you can be notified of updates and other things. You can also request topics or stories that you'd like for me to discuss on the show. Once again, I'm your host, Jerrica, and this has been the Ghetto Bible Tales. New episodes are posted every Wednesday and every Sunday.